boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think watching a lot of Hallmark movies is finally getting to Neighbor Man.
Oh, like he's morphing into you, per se?
No, he's morphing into the Hallmark boys.
Oh, God. You know how I feel about this, respectfully.
Do you know how I feel about this, respectfully? Here's what happened. Last night, we were at home, and I was working on with my cricket. I've been doing some test runs, just playing around with it, because honestly, crickets are confusing.
Getting the factory up and started.
Exactly. And then he goes, Babe, come here. I'm here! And then I'm like, okay, obviously it's an emergency. I need to come here. So I come running, and he's by the back door. It's like, you have to come out here. So we're going outside. We go out to the back door. We go down the porch, and we go down onto the cement, and he kisses me.
Oh! Ow!
And he just keeps laying one on me. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, you've always wanted a kiss in the snow.
Ew,
like the Hallmark movies. And I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. But here's the problem, is that I couldn't stop laughing because... You know me.
Because you were cringing yourself out.
No, because you know me. I'm always laughing. People either you love or you hate my cackle here on Z102.9. It's one of the two. And honestly, I was doing the cackle. I couldn't stop. And he's like, you're ruining the moment.
Oh my God.
But you can't just like plant one on me like that without me laughing. So I kind of need him to do that again. And just, you know. So I'm better prepared and I'm not laughing the whole time. But it was very romantic. It was everything I wanted and more. He's definitely taking notes off the Hallmark movies. You hate this so much, but I loved everything about
Somebody come get this man. He is so down bad. You have him so whipped out of shape.
I love
into
it so much.
The Hallmark cringe. Oh my God.
Someone needs to take this man to a bar and watch some football.
Rub some dirt on his hands. What is happening to him? Is he okay?
It is time to give.
Nobody loves to be their own echo like you.
Just me. It's just me who likes to do that. You ruined my boy.
Oh,
to
sorry.
Give. Stuff the wagon. Numbers. And those numbers are. And I also do drum rolls too.
Oh. Oh, do you just want me to shout some numbers out to you and you can make some more sound effects?
That's all I do around here.
Okay. I'm going to fire through these.
I went to sound effects school.
I'm sure you did. We got 325 pounds of litter.
Pew, pew.
47 miscellaneous items like kitten milk replacer, brushes, collars, all that good stuff.
Ka-chow.
$130 in gift cards.
Cha-ching.
54 bags and boxes of treats.
Meow.
141 toys.
Squeak, squeak.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. 53 items for their cleaning and office supplies.
Skirt. That's cleaning.
Oh, good. 852 cans of wet dog and cat food. Oh, yes.
That's them, you know, licking wet food.
Uh-huh. Now here, get ready for the big boy.
I don't know what I'm doing about the big boy, but okay.
3,526.5 pounds of dry dog and cat food.
Ka-pow, pew, ka-pow, pew.
I mean, fireworks everywhere. Oh my God, we did it. We did it.
Yeah, you did it.
That, your donation is part of that total, grand total, that's going to be going to Cedar Valley Humane Society.
How many pounds was that again? Because that was insane.
3,526.5 pounds. Yes, the 0.5 matters.
Because yes, we have to all of that to Cedar Valley Humane Society. Is your back ready? My back's not. Are your knees ready? My knees are not.
I got to tell myself to lift with the legs. so that my back doesn't come get thrown out.
I'm scheduling a chiropractic appointment come
Friday. That's actually
Friday.
Really smart, as you should, because we got a lot to carry, and that's a good problem to have.
It is a huge problem and an awesome problem to have, and we're excited about that problem.
We cannot wait. We are going to be delivering to Cedar Valley Humane Society tomorrow, actually, and we will, on your behalf, pet the cats and the dogs for you, who are going to be really excited about all this.
Yeah, so thank you so much again for donating the last 5 weeks for Stuff the Wagon so that we could take this huge, gigantic, massive, all the big words to Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Huge. It's totally huge.
It's massive.
It's very massive.
So thank you. We love you. We appreciate you.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't have been possible without you, that's for sure.
So we hug you.
Radio hugs.
Kiss you? I don't know. Is that too much?
Too much.
Okay.
HR is now involved.
Oh, man. Every single time.
You take it too
far. I'm in her office like every day.
Oh, man.
Here's what's hot.
And what's not.
Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
A lot of the time, honestly blame you for what's on my For You page, Destiny, because
I say something,
yeah,
and then it shows up,
and sometimes it's not immediate, sometimes it's a couple days later that I'm like, wait a minute, I must have my phone out around mm-hmm. Destiny talking about something.
What happened now?
Well,
I was talking about Tally the Elf.
No, I have seen him popping up on my For You page, but was it last week you were talking about like funny white elephant type gifts?
No, that's all over your For You page.
It's
what are you seeing?
Everywhere. So I wanted to share some of my
good,
ideas.
Because I want to do one of these for our Christmas party on Friday.
Yes, which I knew. So I wanted to share some things that I've seen. Because I know you were talking about rotisserie chickens. Saw a lot of those being mm-hmm. given. Mm-hmm. I did see some betta fish being gifted.
I'm still thinking about doing a fish. Because if somebody doesn't want it, I will definitely take that fish. And I will name it tuna.
So it's just a gift for you.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, I have some really...
And luckily, you know, I'm shocked that I've been talking about this yet. I've been waiting for a company email to come out that says no fishes.
There was a company email that said that it's not a white elephant gift exchange. But I know you said you want to do like a
I'll
gift card.
I'll be funny, but I will make sure I come out on top with a nice gift card.
Right. Okay.
I'm going
to
be a jerk.
I do not want to be held liable for any of these ideas. I'm just doing my job. Okay.
Thank you.
And telling the people what's trending on TikTok. I told you to stay away from live animals.
I still am going to do a fish.
Well, I've seen a couple people doing lobsters, which is...
Are they alive?
Yeah.
Which
wait.
Terrible.
Like, do they have... Are there...
They had
like,
little
clampers on their...
Yeah, I know, but like, are claws. They tied up? Like, or not tied up? Or what are they? Like, are there...
Can yeah, they have
are
them
they
like...
Gonna clip you, are they going to get you?
They have them like, I don't know, like rubber banded probably
okay,
so that they're not... You know,
can you imagine if you got it out? And
dude, every video I've seen of people opening a lobster, they scream because it looks like a giant like bug. So that's one that I've seen. Again, do not hold me liable.
I would get fired for that one, probably.
Not great. I think you maybe mentioned to this.
Someone might actually have a seafood allergy. I might want to be careful. Yeah, that. Is that a that might be a thing.
None of that. I think you mentioned this to me off the air that you've seen, but I have also seen it several times, and that is cold hard cash.
I want to do this.
Where you basically like put a wad of, I don't know, $25 in a Tupperware, you put some water in it, you freeze it, and then you give somebody like an ice block that has to melt to get their cash, which is funny. I have seen people getting pretty creative with how they wrap their gifts, so the gift itself isn't white elephant or like a joke, mm-hmm. but I saw somebody who wrapped their gift to look like a toilet.
I saw that too.
I think that would be hilarious.
Yes.
And then just has nothing to do with the toilet at
I'm
all.
Not that creative, but I would love to do that.
I saw somebody else do it that made it look like a minion, which is crazy.
Okay, that's freaking awesome.
So I don't know, that could be an option. You could wrap it to look like something it's completely not. I really like this. Somebody got a loaf of bread and they cut a hole through the entire loaf except like the two butt pieces, so it just looks like a loaf of bread. And then they put a piece of or a bottle of wine in the hole.
Nice.
So they open it and they're like, wow, thanks
for the loaf of bread.
And then there's a bottle of wine, or some people did tequila inside of it. That one's really funny. This I fear is right up your alley.
I'm listening.
A litter box.
Ours does need cleaned.
Okay, a litter box full of Rice Krispies, so it looks like litter, And then people are taking chocolate and like rolling it and crunching it in the...
Why don't you just do Tootsie Rolls?
You could do Tootsie Rolls.
Clearly I have thought about this, if you can tell.
I haven't. I mean, there's no like happy part of this gift. It really is just like a bad, stupid white elephant. But I watched that earlier and I was like, please God, do not let death me see this.
No, but that's awesome. I would bring in a kitty. We have an extra one that we're not currently using. I'll bring that in with some.
I'm concerned that you said not currently. So it has been used.
Yes, but
don't.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. A 10. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon's Christmas Boot Camp on Z102.9.
I may have been a little too cocky yesterday when it came to the Christmas Boot Camp update that I provided. And now I need to be a little bit of a fool and come back with a apology and say I need to take back my Christmas Boot Camp.
A reverse.
Uno. I don't know.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yesterday I told you I was excited because I had wrapped Christmas presents either Friday or Saturday night. And Fat Mochi, who I think is the problem child because Luna could care less about the Christmas tree, the presents. Evie does not care. And Zaw does not care either. It's really only just Fat Mochi's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't cared about the presents. However, last night, I have noticed one present has slightly come unwrapped.
At least, not slightly.
I would say like the whole half of it has come unwrapped.
Mm-hmm. I told you this was going to happen.
I think he got hungry. I didn't keep his bowl full. I don't know.
Is it just like opened like he was messing with it, or is there like bite marks and you can tell?
I didn't go over there to like really, really study it, but I did notice that, like, you know how like you tuck the flaps in and you tape them in or whatever? Yeah. They are completely open. Like the whole side is open.
Mm. Mm.
So is he trying to unwrap? Has he been using his thumbs? Like, I don't.
Now I'm wondering if you're placing blame where blame is not due.
What do you think?
Do you just have bad tape?
No. Girl, the thing is I think I overtape my presents.
Okay, so he's just batting. I just am confused why he would unwrap it so organized.
No, but I just had a moment just now that I'm like, maybe it isn't Fat Mochi that I should be blaming. Maybe Neighbor Man is getting into his present.
I'm saying, I feel like you maybe need to do a little bit more investigation until you go blaming poor Fat Mochi, who just keeps getting blamed for everything.
Because, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was perfectly, the way that it looked, I could tell that it was opened, it was perfectly open. And you know what? I think he would have ripped it.
That's what I'm saying. There would be bite marks. It would be ripped. Uh-huh. It would be random.
From what I can tell, it didn't look like there was like bite marks. It didn't look like it was ripped. It was perfectly open. And I don't think that little man could do that.
No, he's got claws. He's got sharp teeth. I just don't think that
now
it's
I'm thinking...
him.
Maybe now that I'm saying all this, maybe Neighbor Man has been trying to get into his present.
And he's framing Fat Mochi.
Oh my God. Most of the time I have really, really, really stupid ideas, but I don't know if this is a really stupid idea or really.
You are not. Have you learned nothing? This is not how you pitch an idea. I'm really dumb, and I know I'm really dumb all the time.
But most of the time, I am dumb, and this could be a really dumb idea, but here's my dumb idea. That's, you know, I get told that a lot.
Go for it.
Don't start. They shouldn't hire me in the sales department here, because that's how I would start every. This is a really dumb idea for your business, but here's my dumb idea.
Here it is. I don't think it's that dumb, but it's probably dumb.
But it might be dumb. But here's my dumb idea for Those Girls Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
What if we do a snack drawer or a snack cabinet?
Okay, I have one, kind of.
But let me explain, because here's the thing. You're usually snacking on something, and 99.9% of the time, I'm like, hey, can I have a bite of that? Or, hey, mm-hmm. can I have some of that? For instance, you're eating, like, they're turtles. They're, like, almost goldfish, but they're, like...
They're off-brand goldfish, but they're turtles, and they're better. They're cheesier. They're saltier. And they are addictive.
In the last, like, 3 days, I've asked you for some. And then sometimes I'll bring things in. You'll be like, can I have some? Or I'll just ask. Actually, you hardly...
You always force it upon me.
You know what? To be honest with you, you never ask me. There's only been one time you maybe have asked me for, like, a sip of a drink. Most of the time, I force it on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, what if we had, like, a snack drawer? And then we could just, like, eat there all the time. Mm-hmm. Grab whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. people are going to figure out we have a snack drawer and they're going to grab what they want.
Well, yeah, here's the problem. So I have like a, I don't want to specify too much because I do keep my snacks up there, like my turtles. I have a spot on my desk that I keep like chips and my bagels for the week or whatever. And we did a little test run with a candy jar on my desk that we both contributed to. People here be sneaking, okay? They be sneaking. I be walking through the hallway and I hear people clanking in my jar. I'm like, what? If this was for public consumption, it would have been on the break room table.
But it's not.
But it's not. So I think we need to be smart about this snack drawer if it really is just going to be me and you.
That's what I'm saying. I think we need to hide it somewhere that nobody here in the building would want to go.
Your desk.
Why do they not want to go to my desk?
I don't know.
What's wrong with me? Do people not like me?
Well, we could make it really stinky up there.
Why?
So that people don't want to go up
there. I could start taking my shoes off. I do that often anyways.
Okay, and you just questioned why I suggested your desk. You're confirming it.
Got it. I'll start taking my shoes off every day, making sure my feet smell, and then we'll have snacks up there.
The snacks are going to need to be in an airtight container so that they are not contaminated with
my
stench.
Stinky feet.
There's something so funny about Destiny that I'm reminded every holiday or celebration. And that is, if she gives you a gift, she expects you to give the bag that she gifted it in back to her.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And it's gotten to the point, I don't know when you finally admitted that to me, because I'm sure you...
Probably early on. Probably right away.
I don't know that you did, because I'm sure maybe the first time we exchanged maybe like Christmas gifts, I don't feel like... You did. But then once we started spending way too much time together, you were like, hey, by the way, I want that back. And at first I was like, the bag? And you explained to me that you save them, which I think is smart and good.
Because I know that when you go home, you're just going to throw it away.
Yeah.
And that hurts me.
I don't want to know how much I've spent on gift bags in my lifetime. That will hurt me because it's just... stupid money to be throwing out, but so today you brought me some yarn that you've given up on crocheting.
Here's the thing, as I have decided I may have too many hobbies I am trying out, and I need to give up crocheting. I've tried it 3 times and I don't like it, so I'm done with it.
Well, you like punked me a little bit because you brought in a Christmas bag. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting an early Christmas gift. This is so exciting. It was yarn. That's cool. I am excited about it. But you're like, I immediately said, okay, here, just take the bag back right now. And you thought that was so funny.
Because you know me.
Because I was like, I might as well just give it back to you now. Because if I take it home, I'm not going to remember to bring it back to you. Can I make a confession?
What?
Don't be mad at me.
What?
When I moved from my apartment to my current place, when was that, August?
Oh, God. What are you going to say to me?
I was cleaning out my front closet. At my old place, and I found one of your bags that had kitties on it.
Okay.
That you wanted back.
And you didn't give it to me?
And I didn't return it. And then And then I saw it when I was moving out.
And you just threw it away?
And I threw it away.
That was $3 probably wasted. Thank you very much,
Taylor.
I
threw it away.
All right, let me talk about bags. Can I have a moment?
Thank you. I wanted to get that off my chest.
Okay, let me have my moment. I will never in my life... And let's hope to God I live to be 99 or 100 years old for the rest of my however long lived life. I will never, ever pay full price for wrapping paper, tissue paper, bags, cards, ever. You need to go and look at the discount aisle. You need to go the day after Christmas. Mm-hmm. You should never pay full price. It is redonkulous. They are stupidly overpriced. Mm-hmm. And that is what I do. I never pay for Christmas bags full price. I think they are freaking stupidly priced. They're like $5.
No, they are.
So the day after Christmas, you will find me at the store with a cart full of 50% off bags. And don't judge me. And I already have a redonkulous amount. I have enough that if the zombies come, I'm good for 60 Christmases.
That's why I'm a little
but
confused
I still
why you
need
still
a
shop for them. And then you still want them back.
I still want them back because in case the zombies come, I still need to be good for 60 Christmases.
To gift them something?
What, the zombies? No, just my family in case I can't go to the grocery store 60 Christmases with zombies taking over. I'm prepared.
Okay.
you know? Or what if I need to eat them? Because we can't go to the grocery store. And so my only food is the gift bags.
I didn't know it was this bad.
Well, I'm very serious about it. I refuse to pay full price.
This
so
is
like
why.
My
will
backpack.
You please just let me leave the bag on your desk?
Please,
I don't even
want
to take it home.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
We're facing the wrong way.
What do you mean?
The building that we're in, the Z102.9 radio station, is facing the wrong way.
For what?
For me right now. Because I am bad at directions, okay? I don't know what north, east, south, which way we're facing, okay? But I'm telling you it's wrong because I can't see downtown Cedar Rapids where the Five Seasons tree is.
Oh, it would actually be behind me.
Oh, darn it. Well, and even then, the windows...
Because I know I can see the Quaker Oats building behind where our parking lot is, which is behind me, and that would be near the Five Seasons tree.
Well, even then, we're not quite close enough to
have a view
of that, but... I bring it up because they're moving it.
Who?
They're moving the tree.
Are they allowed to move it?
Well, yeah.
Is somebody stealing it?
What? Can you imagine?
That would be, you know, if they got done in one night, epic. That would be an awesome. No, it wouldn't be funny. But if that was a prank, can you imagine if someone got away with it?
The most elaborate prank of all time.
We woke up one morning and we're like, what happened to our tree?
Where is it?
Where's our tree?
You wouldn't be able to hide it.
No.
But they are seriously moving it. Not really that far, to be honest. They're going to move it 80 feet east of its current location because...
Don't ask me where 80 feet east is, where that is.
I don't know. That's not really that far. Like, when you're driving past it, are we really going
to
notice?
Is that closer to Big Grove or further?
Destiny, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be closer to. I know it's going to be 80 feet east of its current location because... You know, the city has like the flood control system project that's been going on.
Oh, yeah.
That has downtown looking the way that it does. But I like kind of want to get up early so that I can see it because it's happening at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. So they have like a big old crane out there and they're just going to lift that puppy up, move her over 80 feet and then set it back down. I kind of want to see that.
Do you think people are just going to like sit on lawn chairs and watch it? Because I totally would.
That's what I'm saying. I'm jealous of anybody that works downtown and that's going to be able to like peek out their window.
They ain't working. You're going to watch.
Can I borrow somebody's window tomorrow?
I'm trying to think of businesses that are around that area. I think UFG is near that. Oh, I don't know how close.
Yeah. You'd probably be able to see.
Yeah, I'm going to start working. I'm wondering if I can get a badge to get in. Do we know anyone to get us in?
Mm-hmm.
I need a badge. You can Canva me a badge.
That is fraudulent. So I don't know that I want to say that I can do that, but
make it look official.
Maybe
just put
a
barcode on it and then make it look like I work there.
That scans to what?
I don't know. I'm sure we need a barcode to get me into the building somehow.
Get an error message like, why are you trying to scan broccoli into UFG?
Yeah, it's a barcode for broccoli and I'm trying to get into UFG.
I think our plan may be soiled.
And the police are totally listening right now. As they're driving around Cedar Rapids, they're totally listening. So they're going to be standing outside waiting for me to try to scan in with my broccoli barcode.
Not you. Not today.
They're like, just get your lawn chair and sit over there.
Just
ma'am.
Watch outside.
All I want for Christmas. 'Tis the season for tidings and good cheer. So, time to find out if that gift idea of yours is jolly or janky. It's those girls in the afternoons, ho, 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 or no, 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 on Z102.9.
Guess who's back on our phone lines?
So, if you remember last week, Sam called us for ho, 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 or no, 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 because he was wondering, is it a bad idea to get my girlfriend a vacuum for Christmas? And we gave our opinions. A lot of listeners chimed in with what they thought about it. Guys, girls, everybody was chiming in about the vacuum. But he's back.
He is.
Sam, what's up today?
Hey, guys. I called last week about the vacuum, decided not to get it. It seemed like a bad idea. So I found something else, and I think it is the perfect gift. The issue is, it's going to arrive after Christmas. What should I do?
Mm. So, to be clear, no vacuums. He decided against it.
Okay.
But now the gift he's really confident about is not going to be here in time. This is so tough. And I feel like I'm not going through it with my boyfriend because we're doing our thrifting thing. But I
doing thrift miss.
Yeah. So everything that I've been buying is buying in person. But I am running into this with my oldest sister. She sent me, she knows she's getting it because she sent me the link to it. She wanted like this custom necklace with both of her kids' initials on it. So I went
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really, really cute. And I actually ordered it the end of November because I was on her like, I need an idea. She's not the type of person you want to surprise. She wants very specific things. So I ordered that at the end of November and I am like looking at the calendar. It's the 18th. This is a custom item. So I understand it takes longer. I have not gotten a shipping notification. The last one that I got was immediately after I placed the order saying it's being customized. So last night I was like, oh God, what do I do if it doesn't show up in time? So I texted her and was like, hey, I need another small idea for you because I don't want her to be the only one that doesn't have something to open. So I asked her, she's pregnant, so she's got really weird requests right now. She wanted something peppermint scented. So I got on Amazon and I ordered her something peppermint scented so that if it doesn't come in time.
She gets a peppermint scented sock. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? I should look into that. She probably would love it. Sam needs some Christmas gift advice because it sounds like he found the perfect gift for his girlfriend, and now it's looking like it's not going to show up on time. So he's wondering what he should do in this situation, and you can call and tell us what you would do or what you are doing at 319-200-1029. Lori, what do you think?
So what I would do would be to screenshot the photo of the item that you're going to buy, because I assume it's online, print it out, wrap it up.
So when
they open it, they're like, oh, this is what I'm getting. I'm sorry, it's not going to arrive on time.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that. I maybe even have had that happen before, where you just open up a picture of
Never.
It. Really?
No. I'm waiting for that day, though, that I have to open up a picture of, like, a receipt from a business or something that's like, surprise, it's coming in the mail.
Right.
But I will say, man, do I relate to Sam like you wouldn't believe. There is two packages that I have set for either the 23rd.
Ooh.
They literally say the 23rd or they are coming the 26th. So they must not be delivering the 24th or the 25th. Obviously,
yeah,
not
that would
the
make
25th.
Sense.
But they are set for the 23rd, so I'm risking it for the biscuit, baby.
Definitely.
Or they're coming the 26th, which is the day after Christmas. So I will tell you this. I'm really nervous. One of the packages is, and I'm not really ruining anything, is a Wile E. Coyote thing. I'm not going to say too much because neighbor man does know he's getting Wile E. Coyote stuff.
Because he collects it.
Yes. And I am really excited about this Wile E. Coyote thing, and he's not going to get it. There's a potential he's not getting it on Christmas, and I'm devastated because I'm like, at that point, what's the point of giving it to him? I know there's a point, but I'm just like, what do I do?
Right.
I don't know what to do.
Well, you're kind of in an advantage, I guess, because that's not the only thing you got him. So he'll have other things to open. But yeah, would you do what Lori said? Are you going to print out a picture of it? Or are you going to be like, well, you're going to have a second Christmas on
For
the 26th?
Me, that ruins the sparkle because of how much he loves Wile E. Coyote. That ruins the sparkle. I need something else, or I need to do something else. That ruins the sparkle of Wile E. Coyote for him.
What if
I can't do that?
What if you print out a picture of Wile E. Coyote and you wrap that in a box and he opens it and is like, what the heck is this? And then you're like, well, you'll find out.
Something
on the 26th.
It's to come. That's a little bit better. I like that idea versus whatever the item is. Let's say it's a lawnmower because he's not getting a Wile E. Coyote lawnmower.
That actually would be kind of iconic, though. It's about the time where the panic starts to set in, where you're looking at your tracking numbers and realizing, uh-oh, that item is not going to be here in time for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, our friend Sam reached out because this is happening to him. He found the perfect gift for his girl. It's going to be the big winner at Christmas, but it's very clear it's not going to be here in time. So he's asking, what do I do now? How do I make up for this? How do I handle it? And you can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
I want to meet this person face to face because I think they're a freaking genius. 9487 texted in. They said, do a countdown of packages until New Year. More gifts, more excitement. A great way to ring in the New Year. Also buys you some time. Mm. And also seems intentional.
Mm.
This is awesome. I think like you just be like, hey, I kind of wanted to do something new this year. I'm going to give you a gift every year to ring in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
A new year, new you. You know, say something real smart. And
I like that. That's fun. It's like a reverse advent calendar because normally you do it leading up to Christmas.
Yes.
I will say I would become a little suspicious if they forgot to buy me something because you're buying time for something to arrive.
Uh-huh.
Unless you said, your big one's not going to be here until January 1st. I'll lead up to it with other stuff.
No, you don't even say anything.
See, I would be like, okay, you forgot about me.
No. You start Christmas and say, hey, I wanted to do something new this year. You're getting only one gift on Christmas.
Oh.
And then the rest of your gifts will come all the days leading until the new year. Because like I said, Neighborman's is getting two gifts on either the 23rd or the 26th. And I think they're most likely coming the 26th. That buys me time till the 26th.
Okay.
So that's what I think you could do.
I like that.
You have until the 31st
for
those packages to show up.
Definitely would buy you some time.
100%.
Eric, what do you think you should do?
I would still print something out with it, but then I'd hide that in something else and make them have to like figure out how to find where the surprise is. Do like multiple layers of boxes or something like that to make it kind of a game. So that way they still get the enjoyment of unwrapping stuff.
My idea kind of with that is I could be a little toxic and be like, oh, it's hidden in the house. Good luck. And they'll spend the entire time until the package arrives thinking it's in the house, but it is in fact not in the
house.
That's horrible. There you go. Make it a treasure hunt.
I love it. All I need,
all I need, all I need. Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
As if you haven't corrupted Neighborman enough with your Hallmark shenanigans.
What can I say? I'm pretty proud of myself.
You have put him through I don't even know how many Hallmark movies yet.
At least five.
You've got him hooked on the reality show.
Finding Mr. Christmas.
Where they are like looking for their next hot guy hunk to star in a movie that's... When does that come out? Is it out?
It's coming out soon.
Okay.
And he's excited about it.
Okay, well, I guess...
He was already telling me, you know, it's coming out very soon. We gotta watch it. He was telling me that last night.
I have another show for you to get watching.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now... it was announced yesterday that they are launching, the Hallmark Channel, that is, a dating reality show called Small Town Setup.
Finally.
Okay, so what happens is they're going to follow a set of small town parents who have an adult, grown-up child who's really successful in every part of their lives, except their dating life, of course. Now, the adult child does not live in the small town anymore. They've moved off to the big city, as they do in the movies. And they are going to come home to their hometown where their parents are going to rally their friends, their family, their neighbors to set them up with three potential matches. And they have to go on dates with these matches to see if they fall in love with somebody from their hometown.
I have problems with this.
Okay. All right.
If this was me in real life, you're going to hook me up with some of my old classmates? No, thank you.
Well,
respectfully?
I guess that's not
no,
off the table.
No, thank you. No. I'm good.
They could be like, here's your
there's
high school boyfriend.
There's a reason I got out of my small town. I love my small town, but there's a reason I got out.
I think, I'm with you. Like, this is kind of a nightmare, but I would be willing to watch it happen.
When
people.
Is this coming out?
I don't know. They just announced it yesterday.
Oh, so it's probably not
so
out anytime soon.
Probably soon, because it's not really Christmas
themed. I should
themed.
Look at my email. I signed up for the Hallmark Channel on my work email. Don't listen.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You have a problem.
So I get homework updates every day on my work email. Am I going to get in trouble with that? I don't know if I will or not.
You need to stop saying too much now.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. A 10. It's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
We've been putting our boyfriends and our fur babies through the Christmas boot camp, and we thought we should also be putting ourselves through one as well. So that is why we are doing a handmade Christmas.
Yeah, it's forcing us to get a little creative and not I don't want to say take the easy way out and just go buy something, but it's a lot of more work, honestly.
And last night, you caused me a mental breakdown, Taylor.
What did I do?
I was working on your handmade Christmas gift, and I had a mental breakdown because of it. I threw a toddler tantrum.
Oh, God.
I was working on it. Here's the thing. I got a Cricut for Christmas a little early.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to Neighbor Man. He got me it. Because he thought I needed a new hobby.
Right. Well, and yeah, you have been saying that you want
more hobbies.
Well, and that you wanted a Cricut.
Yeah, well, that too. But also more hobbies. So I knew I know I really want to Cricut you something, okay? So I was trying some things out. But here's the thing. I'm doing some test runs because I know I'm a dummy when it comes to Cricuting, okay? And so last night I was doing test runs, and oh my God, it was fail after fail after freaking fails, okay? It was just annoying. I'll just kind of tell you. I'm not going to tell you without telling you, but I'm going to tell you, okay? Is that
right? I had a say in this.
But what you should know is that, like, okay, I'm going to kind of, like, not dumb it down, but I'm going to kind of, like, mansplain almost.
No, because I don't know anything about Cricut, and honestly, I will say the people on TikTok make it look way easy.
They do!
And I'm sure it's not.
They're lying to us, and I hate it. Okay, so I'm going to try to explain it in maybe Canva form for you.
Yeah, that's
because
what I
use Canva, okay? So maybe if you also use Canva, I can maybe explain it to you at home. So, and Canva, you know how you can create something?
Yes.
Okay, so that's kind of what I'm doing on Cricut. I'm creating stuff, okay? I'm like moving caricatures around and like pictures and text and whatever, mm-hmm. right? Then I go into I've created said design like you would do in Canva.
Yeah.
When you're done with your design, you go and you hit a tab and you go download PDF, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. For me, what I do is I go and I hit make. Then it takes me to this next page. And the next page, I would say, is like I don't even know what you want to call it, but it's a next set of website. It's not even a website. It's like a freaking app, okay?
Yeah.
My biggest problem was that everything that I had created for you was scrambled. It wasn't even in the order it was supposed to be.
Oh, weird.
Like, I had everything in an order on the original, like, Canva site. Okay, it's, again, not Canva. I'm just trying to dumb it and mansplain it for you. But then when I went to the next site, it was all scrambled. And I'm like, what is happening there?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, translating right or something.
Exactly. And I'm like, what is happening here? So then I'd have to watch a YouTube video, or I'd have to Google search it. And then I would maybe get it figured out. And then I would go ahead and try to do it. And then something would go wrong. And I was just... And then it was like 10:30 at night, and I'm like, I'm over this. I'm tired and I'm cranky.
Mm.
And so I just threw, there's like a little mat that you have to like do stuff on. Yeah. I just threw the mat and I was like, I'm done.
Oh no.
And Neighbor Man's like, this is a learning process. It's going to take time. You have to understand that you may not get the whole project done, and that Taylor's going to have to understand that. And I said, she's not going to understand.
No, listen, I'm scared of you. And if you threw a mat, I'm not going to question anything. I'll take it for New Year's. I'll take it for, I don't know, Valentine's Day, President's Day.
No, it's not.
My birthday is after that.
So you have heard that we kind of have, me and Neighbor Man, well, a zoo at home.
That is correct.
And we say that because we've got a lot of animals, and we love that. We have two cats and two dogs. The first cat is Princess Luna.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of started the family. Then after that, it was Evie, the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fat Mochi came along. He's really just Mochi, but... Man needs to go on a diet.
As of recent.
Man needs to go on a diet, so now he's Fat Mochi. And then the most recent addition to the family is little Zaw. And why we came up with that name is because, and reason we added him to the family and how we kind of came up with it was because we wanted something that really meant something to the both of us. And when our first date ever was at Need Pizza on New Year's Eve. So we were trying to think for a really, really long time, something that kind of, well, went with pizza, to be honest with you. We were kind of stuck on like pepperoni, cheese, pizza. We were like, okay, no, we don't like any of that. Then we knew that like Need also kind of serves beer. So we were like, okay, maybe we could do something that had to do with beer of some sort.
Yeah.
We were stuck on this for days, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you
with
did you. Not have a name for this dog for ever. At least a week, yes. I think.
And so it wasn't until we started asking friends for help that we got a name from Loretta. She just came up with several of them, and she said Zaw. And we loved it because Zaw is kind of shortened down for pizza.
Yeah.
However, last night while eating dinner, kind of wanted to smack him just a little bit, okay? I've never wanted to. I didn't want to make that clear. But you ever see a smirk on your boyfriend's face and you're just like, I don't like that smirk, okay?
Yeah.
Neighborman had that smirk that I was like, why do you get that smirk?
Okay.
He's like, do you know what Zaw stands for? Or what the meaning of Zaw is? And I said, pizza? He goes, it also means something else. Said what? He goes, it's also another word for the devil's lettuce. I said, shut up.
Oh, now that you say that.
I said, are you kidding me right now? He goes, yeah, it is. And I won. I said, you let us name our dog that? Are you kidding me? We can't change the dog. The dog has been with the family for months now. We can't turn around. We sent Christmas cards out.
With his name on it.
With his name on it. We can't turn around and say, just kidding, his name's not Zaw anymore. I've been saying his name on the freaking radio here. People probably think that's what it's after. No, he's named after pizza. I want to make that very clear. He's named after pizza.
Can you just start pronouncing it different and say pizza? Zaw? Instead of Zaw, because I think that's different.
Then I'm like, people are probably going to be like, what is she trying to do here? I was so mad at him last
So he
night.
Did this knowing the entire time.
He knew. And he waited until last night to tell me that he got his way. And he named Zaw after pizza and the devil's lettuce.
Okay, so the next animal, you got to do something that has a double meaning, I guess.
And get my way? Oh, I'm going to name it something that also stands for Post Malone. You bet your butt. I'm going to get my way. I got to find something that also means Post Malone. I just got to figure it out. Don't you worry.
Why don't you just name it Post Malone?
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Don't stop it. You gotta get that face off your face.
Dude, I'm glad I was not really conscious in the 90s because that's creepy.
Oh my God. Taylor's freaking out about tonight's trivia question, which does involve the Furby. Because we're doing a theme this week. We're taking those gifts that you might have asked for Christmas when you were younger. That those toys.
Regrettably, some of us got Furbies.
I don't regret it. One bit.
I wasn't really old enough to truly remember, but if you brought it up to my older sister right now, I think she would scream and run out of the room.
Really?
Yes, because she was terrified of the Furby.
I loved the Furby. Well, the Furby isn't safe for tonight's trivia question. How many Furbies were sold in the first year in 1998?
From what I've heard, they were pretty popular. Mm-hmm. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I know my sisters probably asked for it back then. My two sisters had it first. I had to have one.
I don't know.
We had several in the house.
Still?
No, well, no, but we did. And so it was always fun when they went off at like 2 a.m.
I'm saying they're haunted.
Okay.
Something wasn't right about the Furby.
Can you imagine the thrift stores that have them right now?
Oh, walk past, don't make eye contact. That's what I'm saying.
How many Furbies were sold in the first year in 1998?
text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
My eye is twitching.
I just got to say, her eye is definitely twitching right now.
Because I'm spooked, magooked.
I'm going to
get you
are
scary.
A Furby for your birthday.
I will set it on fire in front of you.
That will be enjoyable to watch.
Because you know what? I bet it would still talk even though it was on fire.
That would be hilarious.
That's scary. They're haunted and freaky. If you made a Furby, what's wrong with you? I got to talk
to
you.
Those Girls Incorporated are getting a pet Furby.
Speak for yourself. You can have full custody.
How many Furbies were sold in the first year they came out in 1998?
What Too many. Sorry. I'm letting my personal bias come in.
Literally.
I'm scared of them. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, 4273 said 4 million Furbies.
It's too many for Taylor.
That's a lot of Furbies.
2770 said 6 million. That ain't much better for you.
Where's the Furby factory? Because that's my nightmare. I just discovered my new nightmare.
Can you imagine if it was here?
No. I would never want to go. Respectfully.
While you say the next guest.
9895 said 40 million?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of Furbies.
I think it's in China.
Oh, the Furby factory?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually kind of fun to say. The Furby
Furbies
factory.
Are manufactured in China.
Oh, well, I definitely will not be paying a visit because I think they are creepy.
So you're lucky.
Thanks for that.
But I'll build one right here in Cedar Rapids if you'd like.
I am good.
How many Furbies were sold? I'm quitting radio to build a Furby factory.
Okay.
It's going to be on my LinkedIn later. Oh, I'm really proud of it.
This is scary.
How many Furbies were sold in the first year in 1998?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029 and we'll have the answer in about 3 minutes.
Can you imagine somebody sees me at like a grocery store, you know, like 3 years from now, they're like, oh my God, like,
oh, there's a Furby freak.
Like, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking they saw me at the grocery store, like in the produce section. They're like, oh my God, like, where you been? I haven't heard you on the radio in forever. And I'm like, oh, I built a Furby factory.
And you know what? I think they'd be like, man, makes sense.
We are taking those toys that you may have gotten for Christmas when you were a kid, or maybe your kids are going to get for Christmas this holiday season, and making them into trivia questions. It sounds weird, but it's possible. And Furby is being turned into a trivia question tonight.
Did anybody ask for a Furby this year? I seriously am asking.
Well, they got revamped.
I know, and that's scary. You imagine an AI Furby?
That would be sick.
Nightmare.
Okay.
Nobody take that idea.
I think that would be okay. All right. Hologram?
No. Ew. Okay.
All right. Just me. Moving on to tonight's Furby trivia question. It is just me who's probably really excited about Furby. How many Furbies were sold in the first year in 1998? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
In 1998, when Furbies first came out, Furbies were how many were sold were 1.8 million units.
No.
And then a staggering 14 million the next year in 1999.
It's insane.
There's that many Furbies out there. There isn't even more Furbies out in the world, Taylor.
Hear me out, because obviously...
Just think there's a Furby next door.
Well, probably not. But, like, obviously some of those Furbies probably went in the garbage because they were, like, talking at 3 a.m. like little demons that they are.
Okay.
Okay, so they ended up in the landfill, right? Do you think, like...
They're talking.
They're still talking in the landfill.
Well, I don't know. Should we go check Mount Trashmore?
I don't want to find out.
Do you think they're, like, talking right now? Well, actually, I think we need to wait till 2 a.m. Do you think we can get access to Mount Trashmore at 2 a.m.? Somebody? Anybody? Get us the key to Mount Trashmore at 2 a.m.
I think
I'll put my ear up to the ground.
You're on your own, kid.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.